Think, bruh, it's getting old. He overrated. I'm ready for him to be done.
Nah, he's still doing good. I mean, I gotta give him the creds, but I don't like him. I'm a Russell Westbrook fan.
Yeah, I mean, no. See, and I'm like you. I'm not a hater. LeBron is probably the most dynamic player in the NBA. Granted, Russell Westbrook, he's good. He's good. He's just not very smart. But
That's
you
true.
know, yeah, he's a.
He's athletic as fuck, though. That's the thing.
But I mean, have other people on the floor. Like you can't be just athletic. Like that's not gonna cut it.
Yeah.
Example. He can beat the dopest team in the NBA, but then get blown out by some basic ass team, other basic ass team.
Yeah, like the
Now,
Jazz.
right. So that just lets you know like he's
I
not
mean,
mentally available in the game because
you had like Paul George and Carmelo. Like, who else do you need?
it's a problem. That he should have he been loyal to OKC, but he needs to go. He needs to leave.
We'll see what
And
happens.
people are saying, oh, make a trade to someone dope could go to OKC, maybe, you know, a dope center or a power forward, he'll be good. It's not gonna change. It's not gonna change. He's always gonna feel like he gotta put up 40 and have like
Oh yeah,
100 triple doubles.
yeah. I don't think
Like,
he can change. He's a scoring machine. Like, he just wants the ball every time.
I mean, and Jordan, you see this problem with Jordan and Kobe. They didn't get no championships until they figured out how to play with other people.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's never going to get a ship until he figures out, like, I got to pass the ball, at least to make himself available. Other than that, his career will be over in 5 years due to injury. Because he's just gonna keep on beating his body up and then it'll be a wrap. Like, you
Yeah.
got how many triple doubles he get this year?
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't do that. Like, how many he had more triple doubles than I think anybody in the NBA? Like,
Yeah, I feel like if he slows down, I think he could play longer
yeah.
and he could like win rings, 'cause if he keeps playing hard, his
It's
career's
a wrap.
absolutely, yeah.
It's a wrap for him. Like, look who, Derrick Rose. He carried Chicago to like what, two playoffs, two,
Oh, yeah.
three, that maybe two playoffs, but he did it by himself, and he's washed. Like he's washed.
Yeah,
He's good still, but he's washed.
he used to be the most explosive point guard.
Like he was on his way to being probably one of the best point guards ever to play the game, besides like. Maybe who? Iverson, maybe? Like he wasn't an Iverson, but he was moving to it though. Like he could have developed his jump shot a little bit more and he would have been pretty much one
Oh,
of the one of the
yeah.
dopest dudes.
Derrick Rose would have definitely been my top five in the league right now if he didn't get hurt.
I'm gonna tell you, it goes in this order. Monte Ellis, Derrick Rose, they both could have been
Oh yeah, Monte
probably
was
they were
nice.
Monte was dope as hell, but he what was it, a motorcycle accident?
Know what happened
So
there. Like,
yeah, he got in a motorcycle accident and then went to the Warriors. I mean, he was at the Warriors, then the Warriors picked up Steph and then they let his ass go. So but yeah, man. I was a Lakers fan, and I say was. Some people be like, oh, you're a bandwagon. But I rocked with the Lakers for like since
Oh,
98. And now I live in Oakland, so of course I'm a Warriors fan, you
yeah,
know.
what?
So
That makes sense. If you live in Oakland, I mean, that it's nice to be a Warriors fan, but if you live in like New Jersey and you're like, oh yeah, Curry, let's go.
nah.
Like, I'm like, screw
Nah.
you, dude. You're just a bandwagon. Like, man,
Pretty much.
if you live in Oakland, that makes sense. I can't blame you for that, but
Yeah, I mean, I was going to the games when the ticket was $6.
yeah, word.
So, you know, like, I
Yeah.
had the Thunder
Oh
jersey. I
yeah,
had
dude.
the, you know what
Who's
I'm
your
saying?
favorite?
Like,
Who's your all-time favorite?
for the Warriors?
No, like
Or just
ever,
in general?
in general, yeah.
Oh, man, bro.
I gotta say Kobe, man.
You know
Because
what?
I grew up watching him, man. He was with Paul Gasol and everything, man.
Paul Gasol, Lamar
when they beat Boston 2 years in a row.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that was
I mean, man. All right, let me see. So, all-time favorite. And I'm going to go by personality and game. Because if it's just game, I mean, Jordan did some amazing shit. And I watched Jordan all his career. Like from, I'm 35, so I've seen Jordan play pretty much since since like 5 years old.
I'm 22, so.
Okay,
but
so
I basically
Kobe,
grew up watching Kobe. I didn't really see that much of Jordan, but I watched a lot of Kobe.
I think that Jordan is the greatest of all time, but Kobe is the like
the
sequel
best
to the greatest of all time. Like pretty much. He's the Mamba. Like he made the game exciting. Like he's unstoppable. That dude was unstoppable. Like
this last game, he dropped 60. Like what?
Come on now. Like, come on.
Kobe's the type of player he could shoot. Like if he's not healthy, but he could still shoot. If he's not like athletic enough, but he could still like drop 25, 30 because he could shoot.
But see, that's the thing. He has heart, but he also has like that the mental part of the game. Like you said, if he's sick, he'll shoot your lights out. If he's like his finger, remember his finger was like fucked up, like for the longest tape on it. He won a championship with a bone coming out of like the skin, like you know, like
what's that fucking thing called? That ankle injury.
Oh yeah. He came back.
He was still playing. He swished 2 free throws after like hurting his ankle. I forgot what injury it was. Fuck.
I don't know if it was a tear or if it was a sprain.
It was a tear. Like he couldn't even walk.
So he tore his ACL. Yeah.
No, not ACL.
Well, all right. So he tore his rotator cuff in his shoulder. I know that.
No. It was his ankle. Like not ankle, but like what's that muscle behind your ankle?
Oh, you talking about the calf?
No, not the calf. Like real, like lower than that. Like right behind, like above your heel.
Oh,
you
talking about the Achilles?
Achilles, heel? Yeah. He hurt his Achilles.
Yeah, he tore that.
He tore his Achilles, and he was still playing. Like the coach was like, "All right, you got to come out, bro."
But and he's one of the people too. He put so much. He banged his body so much for so long. You know how hard it is to tear your Achilles heel. Like you don't even hear about that injury. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you
talk
either
about,
hear ACL.
Yeah, talk about like the heart he had for basketball, the passion he had for basketball. Like I watched his YouTube video once. I forgot. It was during the playoffs. This guy was like, it was against the Lakers, and he's like, this one guy, like he was like a star for the team. I forgot what team it was again. It was probably like the first or second round.
Mm-hmm.
It was against the Lakers, so like you know how they have the empty court, like Lakers court for them to practice before the game starts or something.
Right.
So he came in like the game started like 7. He came in at like 4:30. Thinking that he would be the first one there, and Kobe was there since like 3:30.
Wow!
He was like, "I'm gonna show Kobe who's the boss." And then he walks in, and Kobe's already there practicing before the game, like 4 hours before the game. He dropped like 500 shots. He did like suicides. He, you know, made free throws, getting ready for the game.
Man, so I think,
yeah.
Now, I just think that